The Senior Citizens Barbershop in Portland, Maine is a two-story brick building on Longfellow Square. The sign next to the door says, "Discounts to senior citizens, walk-ins welcome, hospital and house calls by appointment." Inside, the cash register has just three buttons labeled men's, boys, and senior. A haircut costs $7 for a man, $5 for children 12 years and younger, and $5 for seniors over the age of 62. The barber, Norman Millett, is tall, with white hair and a red smock. He has run this shop for 41 years.
So many things, nothing surprises me anymore. It's about 2 years ago, this guy, old Sarge, came in for a haircut. And there was a lot of people waiting. Sat right there next to the sink. And he's snoring. People saying, "Boy, that guy's really comfortable." He says, "Yeah." Then after a while, there's a guy, Bernie, he was sitting two seats away. I usually go get him a coffee and a hamburger because he's got a slight stroke. So I go over and I say, "I'll let old Sarge sleep for a few minutes," and I come back. The Army recruiter was here too. He says, "Norman, I think we got a problem. I think he passed away." I says, "You're kidding me." I says, "Geez, check him out, baby. He's right." Ah. Then people are coming in, and his eyes are shut and his mouth is shut. So I says, "If we cover him, somebody's going to say, 'Where you get him covered?' If he's say he's dead, they wouldn't believe you. And if they believe you, they'd probably start screaming. So we just tell him he's sleeping." So after a while, people, when it gets slow, only one in the chair and Bernie's eating his hamburger, the recruiter kept saying, "No, you got to do something." "Yeah, okay." So I call 911. They said, "Pull emergency." I says, "I got a problem here. I got a guy that passed away." They get all shook up. "Oh, you call, we got to get somebody else?" "No, no, we're not." I says, "Wait a minute. We got a slight pulse." "Oh, okay, we'll be right up." There's a young guy that came in. He sat in between there, and he's talking. He says, "That guy needs a haircut." And I says, "Yeah, well, yeah, okay. We'll try to keep a low profile." Guy in the chair said, "You got to tell him." Could hear the fire trucks coming. The recruiter's outside to wave them in. They pull up. The guy says, "Look at that, a fire truck, an ambulance, and a police car." I says, "Oh, yeah." He said, "They're pointing in here." I says, "Oh, yeah. So give me the guy you've been talking to." I says, "He's been dead for about a half an hour." He says, "Why didn't you tell me that?" And I said, "You didn't ask me that. You asked me who's next."
This piece was produced by Carrie Seed,